Yeah, good morning, bro. Please.
Hello, this is Sachin. I'm calling from India. And actually, I was looking out for a GPU server, GPU product.
Okay, which GPUs you after?
Just the generic type, just a second.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I was looking out for specifically integrated GPUs.
Okay, do you want one of you after?
Yeah, correct, that's correct. Actually, I had some queries regarding that. So, could you please connect me to the salesperson who handles this?
Okay, that's fine. I'll point to the salesperson to them now. Bear with me.
Sorry, can you repeat, sir?
Yeah, I'll point to one of the sales guys. Bear with me.
Okay, they are not available, you're saying?
No, I'm going to forward to you to them now. Bear with me.
Okay, sure.
Hello, hi, Dilip speaking.
Yeah, hi, Mr. Phillips. This is Sachin. I'm calling from India. How are you doing, sir?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Yeah. So, Mr. Phillips, I had some queries about GPU, integrated GPU. So, are you the concerned person for the same?
Yes, but what do you mean by integrated GPU? Sorry.
Just a second, Mr. Payne. I'll just get some. Yeah, so the GPU which is built into the processor.
Okay, right, okay,
yeah.
I see, integrated GPU, yeah, but that means you're not looking for a GPU, but you're looking for a CPU.
So along with the integrated GPU, so I was looking out for a standalone GPU as well.
Okay,
Yeah, so the thing is, Mr. Phillips, I'm doing the, you know, I'm calling from a university, Mumbai University from India, you know, and I'm doing a normal study over a GPU server industry. So
okay.
I had only 2 to 3 queries which I wanted to ask, you, because I've been reaching out to, the concerned companies or concerned employees who looks after, you know, GPU server market. So, so that's why I have, I've been connecting to several, experts who are there in this industry, server GPU industry.
Right, I see. So you're not looking to buy anything, you just want some information.
Yeah, just 2 to 3 basic things like, which can help me in my study, which I'll be, submitting to my university.
Right, okay. I mean, you can actually get a lot of information from the internet anyway, but yeah, go on. How can I help you?
Okay. Firstly, thank you so much, sir. First thing, sir, this GPU server has been categorized into different configuration types, such as single GPU, dual GPU, and multi GPU, right? These three are the configuration types of GPU, right? So according to you, which GPU configuration types is the highest selling types if we talk about globally? Is it single GPU, dual GPU, and multi GPU? Which of the GPU configurations is largely sold into the market globally?
Oh, that's a good question. I would probably say both of them, because if you think about individuals, like for example, let's say gamers, gamers prefer obviously the best GPU in at the time, when of purchase. So basically, they might go for, so let's say something like a RTX 4090, which is the cream of the creme de la creme of all the GPUs. So that's the top of the range GPU for gamers. You also have, on the other side, you also have pro users, which are like, for example, let's say those who are in the content creation on the DCC market, like digital content creation, like videos and animation or post-production, and also CAD and designing software. So those guys will also benefit from the best single GPU performance. I mean, they're not looking to spend a lot of money either. But then on the other side, you have people like the universities, who are not interested in one or two GPUs, especially with the AI boom that's going on at the moment, right? So basically, they are looking for a lot of AI stuff, AI processing, deep learning, machine learning, and stuff. So they're not interested in one or two GPUs, unless it's just a single user, like a student or something like that, or a PhD guy or doing a research work. They're more interested in number crunching and compute work and stuff like that. So they will buy servers with like 8 GPUs or even 10 GPUs. So it's you can't really say, to be honest. Yeah.
But on an average, sir, if you talk about globally, worldwide, so within this single, dual, and multi, so among these two, what do you think what could be the largely being utilized GPU or sold into the market?
Sorry, say again.
Within these configuration types, single GPU, dual GPU, and multi GPU, on an average, if you talk about worldwide, so which of these GPU would is being utilized or sold into the market the most as compared to other two?
Again, I can't say, but today I would actually say the one with the 3 GPUs or more,
Okay,
especially
so that
because of all
means
the AI stuff that's going on.
so that means multi GPU would be larger as compared to dual and
Oh
single,
yeah,
right?
multi GPU. But I mean, when you say multi GPU, the moment you have more than one GPU is a multi GPU anyway, right?
But in a dual, we are considering only two, and multi, we are considering more than two. So obviously, if
I
you
see.
compare dual
Okay.
with
All right.
multi, if you
Okay.
compare dual with multi would be larger, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay,
Yeah, if you
so in
compare that
that
way,
case,
yes.
a multi would be at the first position, dual at the second, and single obviously at the last position,
Yeah.
right? Okay. And sir, with regards to by form segments, so we have categorized the GPU server by form, like blade server and rack mount server. These are, are two different forms of a GPU server, blade server and rack mount server, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so within these two forms, which of the forms is being largely used or largely being sold within these two forms?
Well, again, those are, if you think about it this way, the blade server is also rack mountable, so you can say the blade server is rack mount. It's all, so in that sense, all the servers are rack mountable, if you understand what I mean.
Okay. So you're saying both are the same?
Yeah, I mean, if you're talking about rack mount, as in mounting it on a rack, then all the blade servers can be rack mounted, right? They have to be rack mounted.
Okay, so.
So that means Rackmount wins.
Yeah, so Rackmount servers, these are standalone servers that are designed to be mounted in standard server racks, right? But blade servers, we are considered like they are compact modular servers that share a common chassis. Multiple blade servers are
Yes,
can be
but the,
housed in the
yes, but those enclosures for the blade server still have to be rack mounted.
Okay. But for each rack mount server, they are being managed individually for each server, right? But that is not the case with blade server, I believe.
Sorry, say again.
Yeah, for the rack mount server, the management of rack mount servers is typically done individually for each server, right? But
Yes.
for blade server, they have centralized management features in status.
That's correct, yes.
So in that way, we have differentiated these blade servers and rack mount servers.
Oh, I see. I see. I mean, I would say more like racks. Again, it depends really. It depends on the use case and stuff. I mean, some people will buy rack mounts. What do you call it? Some people will buy. It depends where it's going. If it's going into data centers, then they can get away with they can get away with what do you call it? Rack ma blade, but. Okay, you know what? I need to go at the moment, right? I need to really go because something's come up. But hopefully we'll get all your answers on the internet. Okay? Yeah.
Just 2 minutes, sir. Just 2 minutes. I'll humbly request. Just last question, one question. Yeah,
Yeah, hang on one sec.
because again, I won't be able to connect with you. Just last question.
Just stay there. Hang on. Just hang on one sec.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, go on, sorry, yep.
Sir, I have estimated the global GPU server market value, to be around 9.6 billion in the year 2022. I have estimated this market, like worldwide GPU server market, to be around 9.6 billion in the year 2022. Sir, do you agree to this number, or do you feel it should be higher or lower than that? I'm facing
That I don't know. That I don't know. That's something you'll have to look on the.
Okay, and sir, what about data center GPU average selling price? What we have got through internet, like, is it $9,950 for data center GPU average price?
Say that again.
$9,950
What's that? Sorry.
for 1 unit of data center GPU.
Yeah, I guess so. Yep.
That could be there. It is close to around Yeah, it is close to around 10,000, so that looks okay. That seems sounds okay to you, right?
Sorry, yeah. Say it
Yeah,
again.
yeah. So the price of $10,000 sounds okay to you, right?
For what? Sorry.
For 1 unit of data center GPU, the average selling price.
Well, that depends which GPU we're talking about, but yes, that's fine. Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
And so,
All
sir,
right then.
yeah,
Thank you.
just last thing, sir. It should be very generous, sir, for you. Yeah, so sir, GPU server market has been categorized into just two applications: cloud computing and high performance computing applications. So which do you think is the largest applications of GPU servers globally, if you say? Is it cloud computing or high performance computing applications?
I'm not really sure. I think again it's a mixed bag.
But on an average,
Obviously you
which
can
would be the largest?
maybe I would go for cloud computing.
Any reasons for that?
Yeah, I mean mainly because then people don't have to spend a lot of time to manage it themselves. They can, they just have to get along straight away. You get your hardware allocated to you, and basically that's it. You just move on. Obviously you have to pay for it, but it's the ease of use, right? So, as long as they don't have any sort of confidential data that they need to work on, otherwise, and some people like to keep it on-prem because obviously they have sensitive data, which they don't want to let it leak out into the public or whatever, into the public domain. So they try to keep it private. But apart from that, I would say go, I would say cloud computing is more maybe popular.
Okay.
All right
And
then. Yep.
okay, thank you so much, Mr. Phil. Are you the sales
All right.
manager, sir, over there?
No.
Okay. Sales
All
executive
right.
then.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Okay,
Yeah. Take care.
thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.